Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Federal prosecutors say a coordinated effort to disrupt immigration enforcement in Minnesota has led to charges against 15 people accused of targeting officers during Operation Metro Surge. Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen says the defendants belong to two Minneapolis-based Antifa groups.
The conspiracy was not to interfere by their voice, but to do it by force. That's a crime, and it will not be tolerated.
Civil rights attorney and activist Nakima Levy Armstrong is asking the community to stand up for those accused in the indictment, as well as others facing similar charges.
They put their necks on the line. They put their bodies on the line. They put their jobs on the line to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality.
According to the indictment, all 15 were formally charged with conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer. Governor Walz continues his official visit to Vienna, Austria today. He spoke Tuesday at the Austrian World Summit on Climate Change and Renewable Energy. The governor was asked about his approach when it comes to data centers in our state.
If you want to build those data centers, you need to do it with clean energy. You need to do it where you can protect the waters. Minnesota's going through this too. So states have immense power to do this. States are the drivers of this, and this is the tension you're seeing in America.
The governor will join University of Minnesota Carlson School alumni today for a reception in Vienna. A former K-12 school campus in Couchiching County near the Minnesota-Canada border is up for sale. The 49-acre Indus School property closed in 2023 due to declining enrollment and includes a 69,000-square-foot school building, classrooms, a gym, library, cafeteria, and a 28,000-square-foot hockey arena. In other headlines, a man is in custody after authorities say he was found trespassing inside an abandoned school in Pope County. Sheriff's deputies spotted a suspicious vehicle outside the former Cyrus Technology Elementary School Monday morning and learned a man was inside the building. Deputies, assisted by drones and canine units, searched the school and eventually found the suspect hiding in a small tunnel. Minnesota anglers caught 9 new state record fish this spring. DNR Fisheries Program Consultant Mandy Erickson says 9 is pretty good compared to previous years.
It is a lot. Typically, you know, on average, we'll see about 5 to 7 records broke in a given year. So this is a lot, being that we're halfway through the year. We've had this many records so far. And the exciting part is it's a variety of species.
7 of the records were in the catch and release category. This is MNN.